And welcome back to the last 25 minutes of Northside Today. My name is Noel McGuinness, and on the line now I have Nolan McHugh from Fingal County Council. Good afternoon, Nolan. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Now, the Flavours of Fingal takes place this weekend. How long has it been going?
It's the first year of the show.
Oh,
it's on this Saturday and Sunday, the 21st and 22nd of July, and it's on in Newbridge House in Donabate.
Okay, now the idea for it behind it is it from the community or the council themselves or a mixture of both?
It actually came from the County Development Board, which is a coordinating body that the council are a party to of state agencies and service providers in the county area. And it came really from a show or a presentation that was done by the IFA representative about the amount of food and agriculture that there is in Dublin and particularly in Fingal.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to kind of promote that somewhat out to the general public, and we had a bit of a brainstorming session, and we came up with the idea of doing a farm, food and family fun show.
Yeah, because the area is still largely agricultural, isn't it?
It is. I mean, there are over 600 people employed in farming in North County Dublin. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of the food that's produced in Ireland is produced in Fingal. And, you know, every county in Ireland has an agricultural show except for Dublin. And we thought that it was time to say that Dublin isn't just a city, you know, that there's a big county outside it and that there's lots of farmers and there's lots of economic growth there in that area. You know?
Okay, so this is the first of its kind.
It's the first, well, there was an agricultural show, I think, way back when in the 90s, but it's the first time we've kind of reinvented it, and we've added it into family fun and food to kind of attract as well some of the more urban audience as well,
okay,
and give them something to come out and see, as well as the livestock, which in itself is entertaining, you know?
Indeed. Before we talk anymore, give us some details of times. I know it's on Saturday and Sunday.
It's on Saturday and Sunday. It's on from 11 till 5:30. It's our programme for both days is on the flavoursoffingal.ie website, and I would say to people, go on and look at the programme because it's chock full of competitions for livestock. There's an equestrian show, there's a dog show, there's bouncy castles, face painting, there's a GAA kind of mini camping, a food village, and music and dancing going on as well. So
plenty,
loads to do over the 2 days.
It's a fun family day, it sounds
like. It is, and the tickets are for adults only because the children go free, up to 2 children per adult. It's €12 for a ticket, but once you're in, nearly all of the family fun, the bouncy castles, the face painting, all of those are free of charge.
And you can stay as long as
And you can stay for the whole day. There's a programme of events going on the stage, and, you know, there's cooking demonstrations, there's a flower demonstration, and our biodiversity officer here, again, is going to just run a bit of a show there for an interactive show for children about the biodiversity that exists within the county. So there's loads for kids to do and loads for adults to do.
Yeah, because surprisingly enough, a lot of people can, I mean, it's not that far outside the city and it's quite accessible from large areas of the city, even from town, to get out there off the M1.
Absolutely. Well, the M1, it's Junction 4 at the M1 off at Liston Hall, and it'll be well signposted on Saturday and Sunday. But you could also take the train to Donabate train station, and, you know, it's a short walk from the station up to the venue. We're actually offering a concession of €9 per head if people produce a train ticket on the day. So we would like as many people as possible to be more sustainable in their transportation and come on the train.
Yeah, and that €9 applies to students and seniors
as well. And students and seniors as well, yeah.
As well as a lot of people come from town, I mean, it's hard to believe that a lot of kids now, I mean, a lot of the attractions up in the zoo are just ordinary farm animals, believe it or not, and agriware have lots of exhibitions sometimes, but it's amazing how much time and enjoyment children get of cows and goats and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, the farm itself is an attraction for families anyway, and we're kind of taking over the farm for the weekend, so all of the farm animals are there. You know, the chickens, the turkeys, the donkey, there's all those things are there anyway. And then there's this pedigree breed, so the livestock are actually bringing in, people from all over the country are coming to bring their livestock to compete for top prizes in a competition. So you're going to see the best of the best on the day, both in cattle and sheep.
And also you're having live music, but vintage cars as well.
We have vintage cars. Now, the vintage car show, which is normally held every couple of years up in Lusk, was cancelled this year, and but they were always going to come anyway, but they're bringing a selection of their vintage vehicles there, and they're in one of the areas as well as people travel through the venue.
And for people interested in food, there's cookery demos along with...
I mean, the walled garden is normally not open to the public in Newbridge House, but it's opening up this weekend. It's actually populated with marquees as we speak, and some of our main sponsors like Keelings and Country Crest are coming in with their food products and tastings and so on. But there are lots of smaller food producers in the area, people who make artisan kind of foods, if you like, and again we're encouraging everyone who exhibits to try and give something out to people. And then we have Irish Country Meats, who are also one of our sponsors, again in on a more regional basis. They're not based in Fingal but serve the Fingal area, and a lot of the farmers deal with them, you know.
All you need is the weather, and it looks like it's going to be good.
It looks like it's going to be good, yeah. I mean, we've had our fingers crossed for the last 2 days, 2 weeks rather. The long range weather forecast wasn't great 2 weeks ago, but it's kind of, it looks like we may be very lucky and it may just come together for us on the day.
Yeah, I think the rain is just finishing up, just started dribbling away now.
We have our fingers crossed, and obviously, we do have plenty of car parking, and the car parking is free.
And obviously, Nolan, it's going to be successful. So is it going to be hopefully an annual event?
Well, we would like to look at it as an annual event. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's an expensive business putting these things on, and we're not in it to make any money out of it. We're in it really to promote, you know, that sector of the economy in Dublin and to encourage people to come and make the link between the farm and their food. But we need lots of people to come, obviously, to make it economically viable going forward. But we would love to make it an annual event. And like some of the other shows, which, you know, that would get bigger and maybe have more added on to it as we moved on.
Okay, well, I think it's going to be an annual event, but all you need is the people support, and I'm sure you're going to get that.
Yeah, I mean, I would say even to people who live in the city, there's an awful lot of people who live in Dublin who come from a rural background and might have memories themselves of when they were kids going to shows with their parents, this kind of agricultural show, from wherever they came from. And we would say, you know, bring your own children. You don't have to travel very far to get that experience here. Mm-hmm. So why not pack the kids into the car, bring them, it's €12, as I said, for an adult. The children go free, and most of the events when you come into the thing, I mean, really, apart from Bird Box Building and Bat Box Building, which have a charge because you take home the box and you're really just covering the materials cost, all the other activities for the children are free.
Sounds like a great weekend for family, and that's what we need.
Yeah, and I mean, we have done our best, as I say, to make it as recession-proof. We've tried to bring in, we have Glen Isker coming in with free samples of yoghurt. Mr. Tato is going to drop in for a while, and the Garda Mounted Unit are coming along because it's an equestrian event, and they're joining in on that. But we would just, you know, the success of it is going to depend on the county getting behind it and supporting it, and the city as well. You know, we'd love as many people as possible
I'm sure they will. Listen, Nolan, thank you very much for that, and congratulations yourself and all involved in this exhibition, or this Flavours of Fingal festival that's taking place the weekend.
That's great. Thank you very much for allowing me on the show.
Thanks, Nolan. Right. Bye, bye. And that's Nolan McHugh from Fingal County Council. And that's Saturday and Sunday. And it's it sounds like it's going to be great. It's in the Newbridge Limousine in Donabate, 21st, 22nd, all day. And it sounds like a great family day. Listen, I've been neglecting some of the requests because there's been so much chat on the phone today. I'll try and get through as many as I can. This is Jim Reeves.